Speaking of super fun, I've always thought this year that the Bills were unquestionably the best team in the league. Also super fun to watch. But there is a problem. And for that, we turn to Vic Carucci, who, man, I can't believe it's been so long since we have talked to Vic Carucci. Now it's SiriusXM. He's covered the Bills most recently with also with NFL.com. Votes for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Vic Carucci, how are you?
I am great, Adam, and it's great to be back with you and hear your voice again, my friend.
Oh, man, I missed you. All right, let's explain this to me. I've never heard this. We're taking it 1 hour at a time with Josh Allen's elbow. It's such a huge deal because he is, you know, he's arguably the odds-on favorite for the MVP, certainly one of them. 1 hour at a time, have you ever heard that phrase used?
It's a new one for me, too, and I've been at this stuff. I'm older than dirt, so that's a long time to have not heard that phrase. I'll say this, jokingly, I think, and I'm not sure he was even doing this, but this is my attempt at humor. He was channeling his inner Belichick, right? He was trying to do the, okay, well, but it wasn't even in jousting form, even though he has kind of been doing that with the media this week on the Allen issue, as everyone takes their best shot at asking a question.
Yeah.
You know how that is, right? Angle in instead of going head on, and maybe he'll miss the angle. Well, he's caught everyone like a top NHL goalie, and it kicked away all the questions. But I say this, it would still surprise me if I'll go as far as say shock me, Adam, if we see him playing Sunday. It would really, given that he not only has he not practiced all week, but and there's been no disputing, at least from what I understand from the team's part, even though they've said nothing at all on the record, the reports that this is the ulnar collateral ligament and possibly some other ligament sprain or damage, and having, you know, dealing with that whether it's football or baseball, we know the type of thing it is, which generally does not heal in a matter of days. But again, that could be entirely different for Josh. I will not try to play any doctor. I am just trying to play reasonable observer and say that to me, if this is not a surgical thing, which we can safely assume it isn't at the moment, then and rest is the solution. Is 1 week of rest sufficient, knowing that, and this I'm going to attribute to the medical folks with whom I've spoken, who haven't treated Josh, other NFL people who are not involved with the Bills, but obviously it's been a topic of conversation, and like you tap into your network of people, right?
Yep.
Your sources. And what they've been saying to me is, just practically speaking, the trick is determining when is the right time to have him throw an anger again to where it wouldn't risk further damage. And I, you know, that, so if it's Sunday, well then God bless him. But my sense is, based on just everything I've heard in these other conversations, again, going by the nature of what this is, Sunday seems too soon.
Yeah.
Perhaps even next Sunday against Cleveland would be too soon.
Vic Carucci, SiriusXM satellite radio, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Because I've heard a lot of people say that, well, you know, they're fine because they have Case Keenum. And it is interesting that Keenum would play against the Vikings team when he took over as a backup quarterback and took them very far. But I am curious, do you think that the Bills, as good as they are?
Peloton, let's go!
This holiday, with the right music and the right motivation from world-class instructors,
we're going to pick it up a notch. It's the holiday season.
You might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Work out to thousands of live and on-demand classes, from running to cycling to yoga. Try Peloton risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only, not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial. Peloton, motivation that moves you.
Get early access to Macy's Black Friday specials on gifts they'll love at prices you will too, now while supplies last. Like 40 to 50% off boots and shoes for him and for her. Sweaters for him and her, just $24.99. and 60% off holiday decor, hosting essentials, and so much more. Plus, download the free app for more Black Friday deals at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Can win a Super Bowl with Case Keenum.
Yeah, and that is the question on the table, is to determining how good are these guys? Because if they're the Super Bowl contender that a lot of us thought before the season, obviously the big chunk of that was Josh Allen at quarterback.
Right.
But it had to speak to the rest of the team that they got better on defense, adding Von Miller and others, Jordan Phillips, others in the offseason, and then growth and development of younger players defensively. They've taken some hits back there. Micah Hyde out for the year at safety. Jordan Poyer not going to play again with an elbow injury. And Greg Rousseau, who's been a rising young talent on that D-line, also out with a high ankle sprain. But there's that. And then the receiving core and Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and Dawson Knox, who just got just before the season, got that big high-profile tight end contract, and yet, of course, hasn't really delivered that way, but that's the expectation there. So all these questions are offensive line. Is everything else on this team good enough to allow you to be on a Super Bowl path? And here's my answer, Adam. If you're that team, you do survive. I'm not saying necessarily the whole rest of the year, but you do find a way to survive without the franchise quarterback. It's happened in Bills history. They were on those Super Bowl years they had. They got through one of them to the Super Bowl with Frank Reich playing multiple postseason games, including the greatest comeback ever, while Jim Kelly, the Hall of Famer, was out. It can be done. Keenum, I think, I think he's a good enough backup guy. I thought it was a great trade that they made when they got him, and it made sense to me. It wasn't a big price, but solid, smart, dependable guy. Very much a different quarterback, certainly, than Josh. But who is Josh other than Josh? And then the question is, his intelligence, his savvy, keeping him on, staying within himself, making plays. And listening to Stephon Diggs say, look, I told everyone in the receiver room, we got to step up. We got to do our part to help make him better. So the answer is, If the realistic window is a few games, let's say, just for discussion's sake, 1 to 3 games, that you should be able to survive that well enough to still be on a Super Bowl path come the time that Josh is back with you for that stretch run.
Final question for Vic Carucci, and I appreciate your time, sir, and it's been great to catch up. I think the Bills, and what do I know? I'm a dope, but I think the Bills are the best team in the NFL with Josh Allen. I don't think it matters where they play playoff games. If Josh Allen is the quarterback and he's healthy enough to be Josh Allen, they can beat anyone, anywhere, at any time. So wouldn't it be smart to just let him get as healthy as possible and then get him ready by the end of the season?
You and I are on the exact same page. I fully support and agree that with that point. There is a definite narrative thought, oh, my God, the only thing that's held them back is that they've had to play on the road in the postseason. Well, they were on the road in the divisional round game last year and found a way to screw that up. Poor coaching decision. We know the 13-second story. Okay, so the 13-second story could have also happened anywhere. Like you said, it didn't have to be Arrowhead. They played well enough at Arrowhead to leave Arrowhead with a win and likely get to the Super Bowl and perhaps go hoist that trophy. So yes, do what you can to make sure you got that guy, number 17, as your quarterback. You can make the playoffs even without winning the division, which suddenly got a lot tougher, and then go and get what you're supposed to get with him there. Wherever that might be. Yes, I'm with you 100%.
Vic Carucci, you're the best. At Vic Carucci on Twitter. I appreciate your time. Best of luck to everything, and happy holidays. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Same to you and yours, Adam. Talk to you, my friend.
You got it. Vic Carucci, SiriusXM. He's covered pro football forever.